News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, the way I see it, too, a pretty delicious place to register for the Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway. You can register once a day, a location there on Dolphin Street at Goldfinger's and in Saraland. Dr. Bill says another hot one today. Big surprise. It's summertime, right? How hot? Well, he'll give us details on that. Right now, it's 77. His forecast coming up right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department out working any new accidents. We do have one near Todd Acres Drive between Cooeyman Road and Jackson Lane. Single car accident. Also, state troopers say a car hit a church in McQuarrie Road and Spice Pond Extension at the river. Be careful through there. You've got emergency vehicles. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It'll be another hot day with scattered thunderstorms. Look for temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
All right, 708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. And coming up, turning up your voice at 343-0106. We do that after 8 o'clock. Take your calls, 343-0106. Also, you can text us anytime on that same number. Oil prices rallied yesterday with U.S. benchmarks settling at its highest since 2014 as domestic crude supplies notched their biggest weekly drop of the year so far. Traders also showed concerns over U.S. threats to sanctioned countries that don't stop importing oil from Iran by November 4th. So what does this all mean for us? Obviously, it's going to be higher prices at the pump. And it's pretty interesting, too. It was just last week. Remember, OPEC had a meeting, talked about increasing production. But obviously, it's not enough to head off the price hike here. U.S. Energy Information Administration reported yesterday crude supplies declined by 9.9 million barrels for the week ending June 22nd, the largest weekly decline so far this year. Analysts surveyed by the S&P Global Platts said they forecast a fall of 2.3 million barrels, while American Petroleum Institute on Tuesday reported a drop of 9.2 million barrels. This will obviously come out in the prices, right? Gasoline stockpiles rose by 1.2 million barrels for the week, while distillate stockpiles were unchanged for the week. Natural gas rose as well from 1.9% to 2.99% per BTU. $74 a barrel yesterday, and expect $4 a gallon regular, they said here, within days or weeks. So that's what we're expecting for this hike. Every cloud has a silver lining, right? And there's a certain number here that'll be hit that'll put people back to work producing oil and natural gas here stateside in the Bakken oil field and the Dakotas, right? They'll be working there and people get work, but then all of us at the pump are going to be paying so much more. We'll see how long this lasts. Is this a blip or a long-term deal? But yeah, get ready to pay more at the pump and pack your patience, right?
Okay.
That's what they always say. Right, all right. 10 minutes.
Must be a holiday right around the corner.
Yes, that's funny how that works, all right? Independence from gasoline prices.
Go figure.
All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All right, this is an urgent story. We told you about this at the bottom of the last hour. I want to remind you that there is a child missing right now, a missing child alert in effect. Cullman County authorities need your help. 13-year-old Daily Ann Powell, last seen at 4 p.m. Thursday at her home in Cullman. She's described as a Caucasian female with green eyes and red hair. She's about 5 feet 3 inches tall and weighs 95 pounds. Authorities say she has a mole on her forehead and on her neck. As she was last seen wearing a floral top with shorts and a blue denim vest, her hair was in a French braid. If you have information, call 911 or the Cullman County Sheriff's Office at 256-735-2741. News out of Northwest Florida this morning as a homicide suspect on the run for more than 1 year is now back in custody. Escambia County Sheriff's deputies recognized Dion Keith Harris on Tuesday. They tried to pull him over, but instead of pulling over, he took off. He was eventually arrested near Davis Highway in I-10. That was just before a police chase. Harris hit another vehicle and hit and injured that driver. So here's why authorities were looking for Harris. He was wanted for killing Alan Elliott back in 2017. Elliott was found shot to death at a Florida apartment complex in January of 2017. Another suspect, Shaquille Jordan, he was arrested about 3 weeks after the murder. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And speaking of driving, coming up, I have a countdown here. How many weeks it takes to become a bad driver once you get your license? So if you have a new driver in the house, you know, you're ready for the driving test, if y'all remember all those decades ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hands at what position?
12 and 6.
definitely not Dolly Parton's 9 and 5.
Right. So, right. Yeah. So if you
9
remember,
and 2.
10 and 2.
I do not.
See, well, that's Michigan, right? But we'll talk about that. They did some surveys as kids got their licenses. They went and kind of followed them here and how long it takes them to go from being a perfect driver's ed student to being just a driver that does things the easy
way.
10 and 2. That's right. 12 and
9.
6.
9.5?
And we can get away with that. We'll meet in the middle. Compromise. All right, 713 FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pensacola police have arrested a man they say was helping Marquise Wallace elude them. Tandrian Rushing is charged with accessory after the fact. Investigators say Rushing hid one of the vehicles Wallace was allegedly driving. Police are still looking for Wallace. On June 6, investigators say Wallace was driving a white Dodge Challenger when he hit three people on West Cervantes Street in Pensacola. Two of the victims, including a baby, died. Two of three teenagers charged with assault in a Davidson High School locker room appeared before a judge Wednesday. LaQuentin Williams and Alex Sullivan were in court. Ellis Wright was not in court. His lawyer entered a plea on his behalf. They're charged with beating Rodney Kim Jr. inside the Davidson High School locker room. A video of that assault went viral. All three pleaded not guilty, asking for youthful offender status. An inmate who escaped from his work release site in Bay Minette is back in custody. 29-year-old James Hubbard had been on the run since around 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. He was captured last night about 10. Hubbard is serving 7 years for property theft out of Talladega County. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever, and Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist. Is for the swamp interests she now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist, bureaucrat, swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician, he'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for lieutenant governor.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
716 on FM Talk 106.5, the segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LinkedIn. We've talked about it a lot here on Mobile Mornings, but unemployment numbers at record lows all the way across the board. And LinkedIn put out their newest workforce report detailing May of 2018. And get this. That workforce report showed that gross hiring in the United States is up 4.5% from May of last year. Of course, when more businesses are hiring, that leads to a more competitive market trying to get those good employees. And you probably already know that the right employee can have a huge impact on your business. So you want to make sure that that job post reaches the most qualified candidates you could reach. And you could try posting on some of those other job boards. But if you do that, do you know that the right people will see it? Well, when you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike those job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours, and those insights are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. A new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn, and you could be next. Right now, you can go to LinkedIn.com/WAVH to get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WAVH for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think. 717 now on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Oregon State beat Arkansas 5-3 Wednesday night to force a winner-take-all Game 3 tonight in the College World Series. The Beavers were down 3-2 entering the top of the ninth inning on the brink of elimination. With two outs and the tying run on third base, Oregon State's Caden Grenier hit a pop-up foul down the right field line. Three Arkansas players surrounded that pop-up, needing only one out to win the national championship, but no one called for it, and the ball fell to the ground for a foul ball. On the next pitch, Grenier hit a single, driving in the tying run. After that, outfielder Trevor Larnach came to the plate, and this happened.
Larnach, 18 homers, leads the team. Gets one to hit, drives it to right. This one is deep. To the top here in the ninth. They now lead it 5-3.
Oregon State relief pitcher Jake Mulholland came on to close out the game for the Beavers in the bottom of the ninth. Tonight, the series deciding Game 3 is scheduled to start at 5:30, and it'll air on ESPN. Yesterday, a federal judge denied St. Paul's motion for a preliminary injunction against the Alabama High School Athletic Association's competitive balance rule. St. Paul's filed the suit in federal court in May, arguing that the competitive balance rule puts their football players at risk for injury and unfairly targets private schools. The competitive balance rule was instituted earlier this year by the AHSAA. It forces the most successful private schools to play at higher classifications than they would using only their enrollment numbers. Judge William Steele denied the motion, writing, quote, "It is not the role of this court to decide whether the competitive balance rule is the wisest, fairest, best, or most efficient way of advancing the objective of promoting competitive balance in interscholastic athletics." St. Paul's football team will play in Class 6A this year after winning the state championship in 5A last season. In NBA news, the San Antonio Spurs announced the promotion of assistant Becky Hammon to the role of lead assistant on coach Greg Popovich's staff. The 41-year-old former WNBA star has been with the Spurs as an assistant since 2014 and now becomes the first full-time salaried female coach in NBA history. Hammond spent 16 seasons in the WNBA and was a six-time All-Star. In the World Cup on Wednesday, defending World Cup champion Germany. I said Germany.
From Germany.
Yeah, that's right. Germany was eliminated yesterday from the tournament in a 2-0 loss to South Korea that put the Germans in last place in Group F. They had not been eliminated in the first round of the World Cup since 1938. In their place, Mexico advanced to the round of 16, even though they lost yesterday to a group leader, Sweden, 3-0. Also Wednesday, Brazil beat Serbia 2-0 to finish at the top of Group E, and Switzerland tied Costa Rica 2-2, sending the Swiss to the round of 16. Today, there are four more games to wrap up the group stage, and then the round of 16 begins on Saturday. 720 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is George Zogby. We've all heard President Trump's message of draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. I have a similar vision for Mobile County. I want to drain the streets of Mobile County from the professional criminals. Police officers and deputy sheriffs tell me they are tired of arresting the same criminals over and over again. As district court judge, I can make a difference. July 17 is the day we all say, "You're fired," to the serious professional criminals of Mobile County. I'm George Zogby. Not only do I approve this message, this is my message.
On Dauphin Island, preparations are being rushed to completion for fireworks and other 4th of July festivities. But first, we have this weekend to enjoy the sun and fun on Dauphin Island. It's not too late to plan your fun on Dauphin Island for the 4th. Thursday and Friday's West End Beach Free movie is that summer classic Jaws and the ever-popular Trolls. No glass, pets, or grills. Bring yourself, your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It'll be another hot day with scattered thunderstorms. Look for temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, not a bad start so far this morning. A couple accidents we've had have been moved down the roadways. Steady ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne all the way to Loxley. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. Again, watch your speed. Market in the Parkers Bank this Saturday and every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon in Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
And thank you, Kane. 79 degrees now, heading for a high in the 90s. Details on our forecast just about 10 minutes away with Dr. Bill Williams. Right now, details on our headlines with Kelly Finley.
All right, these are national, international, and local all mixed in one. Dalton, thanks for the heads up. Dalton saw this first. This crossed the wire less than 15 minutes ago. A date has been set for President Trump and the President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, to meet. The Associated Press is reporting that the Kremlin and the White House have both confirmed the summit will take place in Helsinki, which is the capital of Finland, in case you didn't know. Meeting is set for July the 16th. Closer to home, we now know the name of the victim killed in a fatal car accident Tuesday on I-10. Mobile police have identified the victim as 19-year-old Brittany Cleaver. Authorities say her vehicle went off the road and hit a utility pole. Police confirmed she was driving over the speed limit when she tried to pass another vehicle and lost control just after 10 a.m. on Tuesday. Mobile fire rescue units and other first responders worked to free Brittany from inside that vehicle after she became trapped. All of this happening just after 10 a.m. on westbound I-10 between the I-65 interchange and Rangeline Road. Due to the backup, at Mobile FRD took to Twitter advising motorists to avoid that area. The issue of blight in the city of Mobile is going to be addressed this evening. The areas up for discussion, District 1 and District 2. Councilman Fred Richardson and Councilman LaVon Manzi are hosting the meeting, and they're inviting the entire community to join. So they want to revitalize Highway 45, which we've mentioned this morning. Also from Ann Street to Pritchard Avenue, both councilmen are working to redevelop that area. They say they have received money for a study from the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission, and that money could help help spruce up the area in spots where it's sorely needed. We're talking about walking, biking, hiking trails, maybe the trees, the gutters, the sidewalks. But here's the deal. If you go to the meeting, you can tell them how you think they should spend this money. Tonight's meeting from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at LaFleur High School. And real quickly, Sean and Dalton, I just want to say thank you to the steering committee over at the South Alabama Nonprofit Summit for having me yesterday. They invited me to teach a class on social media on campus at USA. We had a full house, and I had great students. So thank you for the opportunity. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Who is social media professor in residence here at the University of FM Talk 106.5.
That's right. Isn't that meeting in Helsinki a bit of a home field advantage?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about close. Yeah, way closer to Moscow than it is Washington.
Looked it up. Hour, 40-minute flight from Moscow.
Yeah, I thought of the same thing. I said, you know, but you're limited, you know, with the expanse of the Atlantic to find a place that's equidistant from the two capitals. Mm. So, yeah, I guess Helsinki. It's great that time of year, so why not? I mentioned about driving habits and how long it takes new drivers to develop bad habits. Study found the average person starts adopting bad driving habits about 10 weeks after they get their license, so about 2.5 months in. Here are the 8 habits they surveyed and how long it took for these new drivers to forget what they learned in driver's ed. Number one, giving up on gripping the wheel at 10 and 2, 3 months and 15 days in. That's when they start driving with one hand. Or 12 and 6.
Yeah.
You're 12.
Just 12 sometimes.
Like a bus driver or someone with a big rig just turning that corner.
Not always wearing your seatbelt. Come on, kids.
9 weeks,
I'm
guessing.
That's horrible.
Three months and 18 days.
They need to be...
It's so easy to just do the right thing. 3 months and 18 days is how long it took them to start doing that. Forgetting to check your mirrors when you change lanes. 3 months and 21 days on that one.
Well, because they're busy checking their phone.
Yeah. And also, I mean, having gotten to this point where I have to lecture the children, you check your mirrors, but often doing an actual turn of your head and checking it yourself, you know, sometimes you'll see something your mirror didn't show you.
Who doesn't check their mirrors when they change lanes?
These kids here. Not using turn signals, 4 months and 12 days in. Tailgating, 4 months and 15 days in. Really, this one, riding in the left lane when people need to pass, 4 months and 18 days. And you know what? Then they continue that habit the rest of their life.
And they get pulled over, and we talk about them on the show.
Yes, we do. cutting people off, 5 months and 3 days, and running red lights, 5 months and 6 days. So there you go. Some stats out there for the bad driving. Let's give you a good what?
Well, I was just going to say they can become bad drivers very quickly the first time they hit a roundabout. That's what I've learned.
But they're stuck there. They're still in that roundabout.
Yeah. Gonna,
hey, look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament.
National Lampoon.
Thank you. Speaking of driving, the story this week, now women all over Saudi Arabia celebrating the historic day where, welcome Saudi Arabia to the world.
Where at least it's
women,
progress.
Where women can drive.
Yes.
Well, here's one of the side stories here. Pretty interesting. The lifting of the drive... decree, or not driving decree, puts ladies on the streets in Saudi Arabia. It also puts them on the racetrack. Female race car driver Asil Al-Habad decided to mark the exciting day by taking a celebratory lap around Le Castellet Circuit in a 2012 Renault Formula One French race car.
Get it, girl!
Al-Habad's drive was part of a pre-race parade to welcome back the first French Grand Prix tournament in 10 years. So she did it not just in any car, in a Grand Prix car. So there you go. welcome to today.
Gentlewoman, start your engine.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Major developments in a plan to move Mobile Regional Airport to Brookley Field near downtown. The Airport Authority Board has voted to take the next steps in the move. The board will come up with a master plan, which will include renderings of what the new airport would look like. A study last week said moving the airport could be done in 3 to 5 years. When it comes to public schooling in Alabama, the state is showing some improvement. The Kids Count Data Center released the numbers from their study ranking states in 5 categories of public schooling. Alabama showed improvement in health, climbing 5 spots to number 37. Overall, child well-being also up 2 spots to 42nd in the country. No change in the other 3 categories, economic well-being, quality of education, and family and community.
A local teacher has been recognized again for the outstanding job she does. Chastity Collier was at the White House yesterday and was presented the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. She also got a signed citation from President Donald Trump and a $10,000 grant from the National Science Foundations. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Now through June 30th, save big at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with clearance pricing and instant in-store rebates on all Liberty Colonial, Fat Boy, and Franklin Round Bolt Safe models. Hurry in while supplies last. Plus, get 0% financing and 12 months to pay with approved credit. Remember, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes offers free delivery up to 50 miles and most of all, service after the sale. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, located at Exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe, 471-1137.
We now have a time and place. Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Trump will meet in Helsinki, Finland on July 16th. As those details of their summit were announced, President Trump tweeted, "Russia continues to say they had nothing to do with meddling in our election," end quote. In Fargo, North Dakota last night, the president said he wanted to nominate someone to succeed retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy, who would be on the Supreme Court for decades.
You know, there's so many elements go into the making of a great justice of the Supreme Court. You got to hit every one of them.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on the president's nominee before the November elections. On Tuesday, Oklahoma voters cast ballots on medical cannabis.
The measure makes it legal to grow, sell, and use marijuana for medical purposes. The state's interim health commissioner says the agency has been working to develop rules for medical marijuana since he was appointed in April.
That's correspondent Clayton Neville. And I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Madison Square Garden Company plans to explore separating its sports business, which includes the New York Knicks, New York Liberty, and New York Rangers, from its concert hosting and entertainment venue operations. MSG's sports segment accounted for 52% of the company's $1.2 billion of overall revenue in the 9 months ended March 31st, but its entertainment business is seeing stronger revenue and operating income growth from the year-ago period. Harley-Davidson is pushing back against complaints from President Trump, workers, and dealers who say the company is abandoning its U.S.-made bikes by moving some production overseas to avoid retaliatory EU tariffs. Harley says it would rather not make investments to address regulatory hurdles and take a profit hit, but it's doing so to protect European riders and its dealers. Harley says it wasn't moving Kansas City production to Thailand, but to York, Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
A lot of people have life insurance through work. It's a great short-term benefit, but is it enough? A lot of those policies only cover a year's salary. Not enough to pay off mortgages or send kids to college, the things life insurance is meant for. That's where SelectQuote comes in. SelectQuote is your personal life insurance guide. They get multiple quotes to find you the best price from the highly rated companies they represent. John is 36 and in excellent health. He got a $500,000 policy for under $20 a month. Life insurance is about peace of mind, not a false sense of security. Which are you getting?
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-707-6688. That's 1-800-707-6688. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-707-6688. SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Celeste. Why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car service, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on. My AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6677.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so it's not whether it's going to be hot or not. It's specifically how hot did it get yesterday?
Officially 90 degrees yesterday, but the heat index was up way up there around 105 before all the thunderstorms developed. It looks like we are going to get warmer than that today, up to around 95 this afternoon, and that's going to result in a heat index somewhere around 107. We've got a good chance for some thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Possibly a few may form later this morning. Tonight, thunderstorms kind of fade out in the evening, and the low tonight in the upper 70s, a very warm night. And then Friday, for tomorrow, partly cloudy with a good chance for thunderstorms, but the high tomorrow around 95, and the heat index could be approaching 110 tomorrow afternoon. As for the weekend, well, good chance for thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, but developing also in the late morning hours. It'll be around 95 degrees on Saturday, and then 92 to 93 degrees on Sunday. And, of course, the heat index will be in excess of 105 both days. So we got some hot weather, very humid weather to carry through the weekend. And it looks like this thundery weather will continue Monday and Tuesday, with high temperatures around 90 degrees. And kind of looking ahead to the 4th of July, partly cloudy with some scattered afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the lower 90s. So some good hot weather all the way through the 4th of July.
All right. Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Right now, most of the thunderstorm activity in the tropics is way out in the eastern Atlantic, and that's usually kind of early for any kind of activity out there, but I don't expect any formation, any kind of organization. Elsewhere looks good, quiet across the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the forecast, and of course, all hurricane season long. Listen to the man that's got the PhD in forecasting tropical weather and other sorts, but this time of year we pay attention to the tropical side of it for sure. Hey, speaking of the tropics, speaking of tropical, can I, Control Room, the song? No, the Tito Puente. Tito, can we? All right, good. All right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, good. I had this ready to go here because I got some news for you about our friends at Cottage Hill Package.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the Manises have given me a note here. Big news to share with you. This is coming up starting next week. So after the 4th, I think they're opening Thursday or Friday. Cottage Hill Package is expanding to Midtown with their brand new Havana Rays Cigar Lounge, named appropriately after the patriarch of the family, Ray Manis, whose Cuban food is the finest Cuban food you want to eat.
He wanted to say, ¿cómo te llamas?
Yes, yes. Ray is his name, and he gets it done. Expect the same excellent customer service you get at Cottage Hill Package, right there at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, but with a relaxing, cozy atmosphere, leather chairs, big screen TVs, laid-back kind of feel. Havana Rays is going to offer a selection of only premium spirits, wines, and beers. And, of course, their famous hand-wrapped premium cigars. It's going to be like you're on Calle Ocho. You know, it's going to have that feel. So be watching for the all-new Havana Rays Lounge, Airport and Morgan. So Midtown there, Airport and Morgan. Havana Rays Cigar and Lounge coming soon to Midtown. We'll tell you more about this next week. But excited, the Manis family opening up a place that I've said for, I don't know, a decade. Why didn't somebody open up a place like that? Well, they did. It's coming very soon to Midtown, Havana Rays Cigar and Lounge. Que caliente. See? All right, 740. Coming right back. Let's check traffic now with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, state troopers are there at Cuss Fork and Wilmer Georgetown Road. Siegel car in a ditch. Also still got the car that hit Church at McQuarrie Road and Spice Pond Extension. And no major backups or delays as you're traveling across to Bayway and the Causeway. A good start to our Wednesday morning. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer this weekend. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn. July 1st and 2nd at the $229 advance purchase rate. Go to Grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your At the Talk 106.5 traffic.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
740 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. And coming up, Captain Bobby with the Fishing Report right now. With the report on the headlines, Kelly Finley.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning. If you plan on voting in the upcoming runoff election on July the 17th, the deadline is fast approaching, and it may collide with your holiday weekends coming up because the deadline to register is Monday, July 2nd. Great website to turn to is vote411.org. That's where you can register to vote, find out where you're supposed to vote. There's a voting guide and more. The general election is November the 6th. If you work in law enforcement, more specifically in the Alabama prison system, you'll soon see a pay bump in your paycheck. The move is to not only retain those who currently work in uniform, but also to recruit new hires. Correctional officers in Alabama's maximum security prisons will get a 10% pay raise, and that begins July the 1st. That's according to DOC Commissioner Jeff Dunn. And those at medium security prisons will get a 5% bump. So that's important to note. And we've talked about this last hour. Dunn says that correctional officers are underpaid compared to other law enforcement officers. And most of the state's prisons, the issue is the staffing at less than 50%. So the goal is to improve safety for inmates and employees. So here's what you need to know. The increase will boost the starting salary for an entry-level correctional officer with a high school diploma from $28,000 to $31,000 and some change. This is at a maximum security prison and to $29,900 and some change at a medium security prison. So the DOC will use part of a $30 million supplement to this year's budget, which was approved by the legislature to fund the pay raises initially. And there's also this. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson found that a shortage of security staff was a factor in his ruling last year that the DOC's mental health care for inmates failed to meet standards required by the U.S. Constitution. The DOC and plaintiffs in the federal lawsuit, including the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Alabama Disabilities Advocacy Program, are now involved in seeking a remedy plan in response to the court's findings. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pensacola police have arrested a man they say was helping Marquise Wallace elude them. Tadrian Rushing is charged with accessory after the fact. Investigators say Rushing hid one of the vehicles Wallace was allegedly driving. Police are still looking for Wallace. On June 6, investigators say Wallace was driving a white Dodge Challenger when he hit three people on West Cervantes Street in Pensacola. Two of the victims, including a baby, died. Two of three teenagers charged with assault in a Davidson High School locker room appeared before a judge Wednesday. LaQuentin Williams and Alex Sullivan were in court. Ellis Wright was not in court. His lawyer entered a plea on his behalf. They're charged with beating Rodney Kim Jr. inside the Davidson High School locker room. A video of that assault went viral. All three pleaded not guilty, asking for youthful offender status. An inmate who escaped from his work release site in Bay Minette is back in custody. 29-year-old James Hubbard had been on the run since around 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. He was captured last night about 10. Hubbard is serving 7 years for property theft out of Talladega County. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Oregon State beat Arkansas 5-3 Wednesday night to force a winner-take-all Game 3 tonight in the College World Series. The Beavers were down 3-2, entering the top of the ninth inning on the brink of elimination. With two outs and the tying run on third base, Oregon State's Caden Grenier hit a pop-up foul down the right field line. Three Arkansas players surrounded the pop-up, needing that one out to win the championship, but no one called for it, and the ball fell to the ground for a foul ball. The next pitch, Grenier hit a single, driving in the tying run, and after that, outfielder Trevor Larnach came to the plate. That's when this happened.
Larnach's 18 homers leads the team. Gets one to hit, drives it to right. This one is deep. This one is gone. Trevor Larnach's 19th, and Oregon State roars to the top here in the ninth. They now lead it 5-3.
Oregon State relief pitcher Jake Mulholland came on to close out the game for the Beavers in the bottom of the ninth. Tonight, series deciding Game 3 is scheduled to start at 5:30, and it'll air on ESPN. Yesterday, a federal judge denied St. Paul's motion for a preliminary injunction against the Alabama High School Athletic Association's competitive balance rule. St. Paul's filed the suit in federal court in May, arguing that the competitive balance rule puts their football players at risk for injury and unfairly targets private schools. The competitive balance rule was instituted earlier this year by the AHSAA. It forces the most successful private schools to play at a higher classification than they would using only their enrollment numbers. Judge William Steele denied the motion yesterday, writing, quote, "It is not the role of this court to decide whether the competitive balance rule is the wisest, fairest, best, or most efficient way of advancing the objective of promoting competitive balance in interscholastic athletics." St. Paul's football team will play in Class 6A this year after winning the state championship in 5A last season. In NBA news, the San Antonio Spurs announced the promotion of assistant Becky Hammett to the role of lead assistant on Coach Greg Popovich's staff. The 41-year-old former WNBA star has been with the Spurs as an assistant since 2014 and now becomes the first full-time salaried female coach in NBA history. Hammett spent 16 seasons in the WNBA and was a six-time All-Star. In the World Cup on Wednesday, defending World Cup champion Germany.
From Germany?
That's right, from Germany. They were eliminated from the tournament in a 2-0 loss to South Korea, put the Germans in last place in Group F. Germany had not been eliminated in the first round of the World Cup since 1938. In their place, Mexico advanced to the round of 16, even though they lost yesterday to group leader Sweden 3-0. Also on Wednesday, Brazil beat Serbia 2-0 to finish at the top of Group E, and Switzerland tied Costa Rica 2-2, sending the Swiss to the round of 16. Today, there are four more games to wrap up the group stage, and the round of 16 begins on Saturday. 7:49 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a nice ride from Loxley all the way into Daphne and the Bayway, the Causeway. Looking good so far this morning. Dolphin and Airport, also Moffitt and 65, seeing some backups. But the few accidents we've had have been moved down the roadways pretty quick. At Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale, they offer so many more flooring options in those big box stores. With waterproof and water-resistant flooring, engineered hardwood, exotics, and more, see the reviews on Facebook and see them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
It'll be another hot day with scattered thunderstorms. Look for temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms and hot with highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 751, FM Talk 106.5, and on the way, the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Averscotto. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Findley.
All right, well, the city of Mobile heard you, Sean.
Good,
you talking
finally.
Fireworks?
Oh, yeah, they inundated me yesterday. Every community around here.
I'm just saying. You said it. We're delivering with the goods, the fireworks goods. Here are the details that have just been released overnight. Mobile has revealed the full schedule of activities to go along with USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park. A lot of good stuff happening. So the city's fireworks display will be launched over the Mobile River beginning at 9 p.m. Wednesday, July the 4th. There is city-sponsored festivities that are planned, which begins hours earlier at Cooper Riverside Park and the Gulf Quest National Maritime Museum of the Gulf Coast. City schedule starts at 2 p.m. when Cooper Park and Gulf Quest open. So 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. for tours, which are just $5, and there's food for sale in the galley. The museum will offer free children's activities and a water slide at Gulf Quest.
All right.
An all-day pass, just $5. Over at Mardi Gras Park, they will be open for picnics and fireworks viewing. At 5 p.m., Emerge Show and Band will perform a mix of top 40, funk, Motown, blues, R&B in Cooper Riverside Park. The Mobile Pops will begin a performance at 7 p.m. So there are park rules, lawn chairs, blankets, and picnic baskets are welcome in both parks. Tents, umbrellas, alcoholic beverages, and glass bottles, do not bring those. Grilling and cooking, not allowed. Police department will enforce the park rules. Parking is $5 at the Mobile Civic Center or over at the Convention Center. Over at the Battleship Park, they'll open as normal at 5 p.m. That's when they'll open their field for spectator parking. It's $5 per vehicle. You're welcome to bring your picnic baskets, chairs, blankets, and non-alcoholic beverages. And get this, the park is pet-friendly. There are kennels available for those who may need it. The park will hold its second fireworks on the Fantail fundraising event Wednesday as well. And then there's an event at 7:30 which features a barbecue dinner, drinks, and ice cream. How about that? Children's activities include a book reading by Karen Tunks. If you'd like more information, you can call 251-433-2703. And then there's this. Who has the best burgers in all of the land? Survey says Callahan's Irish Social Club. That's
got that
it.
Right.
For the seventh year in a row, Alabama Magazine readers have voted, and they say their best burger is the best. Check them out in the July-August issue of Alabama Magazine. Congratulations. This is Kelly Findley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. Coming right back, it's Captain Bobby and the Fishing Report.
The game doesn't stop.
Neither should you.
Wherever you go, the game goes too, using the enabled FM chip in your phone and the Next Radio app.
The Next Radio app brings real FM radio to your phone.
Just plug in your headphones and listen to the Next Radio app, and you'll save major data and battery life compared to streaming apps. And there are no blackouts, so you never miss the games you love played on your local FM radio station. Download the Next Radio app to enhance your radio listening experience. And keep going. With no blackouts and restrictions, the game follows you. Your favorite team, host, and commentator go with you.
The best thing is, it's all totally free. No subscriptions, no fees. Get off the sidelines and download the Next Radio app today, free.
Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
All right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5. Time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go by and get the gear Captain Bobby uses. And also our friends at HMS Marine Electronics for all your fishing technology by major brands like Garmin. Captain Bobby, good morning.
Good morning, gang. Well, let me ask you this. On your what, y'all's, because I know y'all go in to work early, as do I. Did you have to wear sunscreen going in this morning to get not so you didn't get burned by that moon?
That was I saw it behind the trees there as I was walking in the driveway, and it was, yeah, we had a big old moon. What is that? And tell folks, what does that mean for fish? Do they watch the moon?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's kind of like the time that they do a lot of their hen and she, and they get together. They get together big time.
So what does that mean for catching them? Did we lose Captain Bobby? We've lost Captain Bobby.
He said he and she and
that was
FCC
it, right?
FCC said, uh-uh.
Yeah, that's so you think the FCC shut him down?
Maybe a big fish got him.
Oh.
This is good. We're trying to get him back on the line. Captain Bobby, tell you what, in the control room, if y'all will pick that up there and see if you got him on, then give me, I don't know, you can give me thumbs up, you can give me the okay sign, so you can give me the you're number one sign, whatever.
Let me ask you this, though, while we wait for him. So the moon matters when it comes to your fishing.
So they fish spawn on the going into the full moons.
Oh.
That's when they he and she. And so, but the weird thing is, so they eat a whole bunch beforehand, and that makes them easier to catch. So that's why
they're tired.
Well, and leading into it, they're not as tired, or I'm not sure. All right, do we have him on? Captain Bobby?
I'm back.
There
Sorry
we go.
About that.
Hey, no worries. All right.
I didn't put enough dimes in the payphone.
I understand that. Drop another dime in and let's talk. Okay, so drop a dime on those fish with that big full moon. That the problem is, on the backside of that full moon, it's not as good, is it?
That's what happens. The valleys are as bad as the peaks. So you got that coming up. But the good news is it should be good all the way through the weekend. Cause we just had the moon early this morning, the peak of the full moon. So you got about 3 days behind it. You still got a lot of good activity. And man, they've really reacted well to it. You know, the best part about this period is when you find the fish, they're willing to eat, and there's usually a bunch of them. So it's really just a function of finding them.
Yeah, that is why people have their ears out for you. Where are you finding them? Shallow, deep?
Fortunately, but all of the above. There's a lot of fish out on the beaches right now. If you can get to them, if the weather lets you get to them, there's a lot of fish on the deep structure in the form of rigs and wrecks and reefs and that sort of thing. So any of that kind of stuff. I've fortunately been able to stay on them pretty shallow the last few days, which is great because we've had a lot of wind. And of course, when it's windy, you can get protection from different lands. You know, some of the land, you can get a lot of lee protection in the shallow water, and that's really helped me out a bunch. So I guess
have we lost him again? Tell you what, we'll leave it as a cliffhanger until next week.
It's like the Dynasty.
I think I know where he is on the island, too, because of the way his phone's cutting out. But that's Dolphin Island folks are nodding their head. Yeah, that's a little tip of where he may be fishing this morning. CFM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and Macklin and the whole crew at HMS Marine Electronics. And we're coming back. Hour number three next. Hey, Jeff Poore's here, too.